Okay, hello, hello everyone. Welcome to Advocate for Justice on the WAMF radio station. You can catch it on 90.3 FM. We are a local station right here in New Orleans, Louisiana, baby. You can catch me on Wednesday from 12 to 1. The name of the show is Advocate for Justice. I got a surprise for you today. I got a surprise. I'm not going to tell you your surprise. No, I'm not going to tell you yet because I want you to listen to me. So you can go on the website if you cannot catch me on the radio station because it's a local station. So we need y'all funds. We need y'all donation before we can go statewide. Then we can go worldwide. So money grows. Make us grow. Yeah, yeah. Money is a tool that God bless us to use. Oh, I just rhymed, y'all. Ain't God good. So, but nevertheless, you can catch us on the website. WAMF.org. WAMF.org. That is the radio station website that you can catch me and you can listen to me anytime. But I do not air on to Wednesday from 12 to 1. You got it? And the platform always about Advocate for Justice. We always going to be speaking on one of these three subjects. Jesus, justice, or joy. You got it? Jesus, justice, or joy. So today we're going to be speaking on about justice, and justice will bring us joy. Right? So I just want y'all to just pay attention what my guest going to talk about. I'm not going to tell you her name yet. I want you to wait. I want you to simmer. I want you to guess who my guest is. She is a mighty warrior for justice. She's an outgoing person. So when I say the boots on the ground, her boots on the ground. She'll keep you moving, keep you going, keep you thinking, keep you motivated. For you can keep moving, focused, being positive, being productive in your city. Right? For your family, for your community. Have you stand up and fight for justice. That's who she are. And I'm one of her great admirers. I admire her very much. So, nevertheless, I'm going to let you know who my guest is today. My guest is the one and only Miss Barbara Majors from New Orleans. She is an advocate person. She's been doing this job a long time. And when I say a long time, I met her like years ago when I was working at RTA, which I'm still praying and fighting for my job at RTA. But nevertheless, we not talk about me. We here to talk about justice because justice shall prevail itself. Emus in that case. We're right here because I want y'all to hear from Miss Barbara Majors. So, Miss Barbara Majors, can you come on and tell us about yourself, please?
Good morning, and thank you for the invitation. Good morning, everybody out there. Valerie, we admire each other because you, I always say you are steadfast. You don't stop. You don't let nobody stop you when it comes to just being right and letting folk know. You don't keep information to yourself, which I think is really important. You share the knowledge that you have and folk are willing to listen. Well, my name is Barbara Major, and I was born and raised here in New Orleans. However, I always have to tell people, I used to say I'm a little bit country. I'm a lot country. My family is from a small town called Franklinton, Louisiana, which is about an hour and a half from here. I'm kin to everybody there. I think I went to school out there, first, second, third grade, whatever. But depending on how good or how bad my family was doing financially, we'd be back out there. So I went first, second, third, dad, fourth, fifth, sixth, here, seven, eight, nine, ten, 10, 11, 12, yeah. You know, we go back and forth. So I am, that's who I am. It's like I always tell people, I think I get my love of the earth on my countryside and my love of people too. My family was very much church. I'm very much raised in the church, even though I have to tell people, look, I'm still struggling to make sure I get the glory, but I'm working on it. I say I'm about maybe between 68-72% there, but y'all keep praying for me. So I started out doing this work. I don't know how you know, like, if people ask me.
Hello, Miss Major? Miss Major, we're having a little difficulties at this time. She'll be right back. But she was saying about people were asking her different things. She'll be right back. But in the meantime, we will be, let's go to a song. We're going to go to a song. And this song is by Marvin Gaye. By Marvin Gaye. What's going on?
There's far too many of you dying. You know you've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love.
Okay, I hope y'all enjoyed that. We got everything all fixed, ready to go. I hope y'all enjoyed Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, because Marvin Gaye want to know what's going on. We have Miss Barbara Majors back with us. We are on the Advocate for Justice radio show, and we are located at WAMF. That is 90.3 FM radio station located in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I'm your host, your one and only Valerie J. And thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate you listening to us. And we're coming back on with Miss Barbara Majors. Miss Barbara Majors, we were discussing about your humble beginning and about your advice and the people that you met along the way. You told us about Franklin Parish, because Franklin from Louisiana, right?
No, it's from Washington Parish. It's okay. Franklinton.
Okay, Washington Parish. Because, you know, I'm
Louisiana, the Franklinton, Louisiana. My mom used to put me on the Greyhound bus and say, make sure you say Franklinton and not Franklin. And end up somewhere else. So, yeah, Franklinton.
Yeah, you were telling you that you were from Franklinton. That's Washington Penn.
Yeah, and let me tell you, because that was an amazing place, though, to do some of my growing up in, and amazing people as well. Because I tell people, I'm not smart. I've just been around really smart people. I'm not stupid. But I've been, and these are not about people with PhDs. These are about people who have wisdom, life, learned wisdom. And so, and I listen, I always like being around older people because I love the stories. I love the stories of my family. And now, when you get older, though, you realize the essence of those stories, you know, because I didn't always know what they meant, you know. Bird fly high, got to come down low to eat. I get it now. Yeah, you think you're all that, but you still got to be with the people. I think about all those sayings, you know, that mom and them used to say and my grandparents. So it is, it has been such a blessing, and it continues to be a blessing of people that have come into my life. And I tell people, my mentors, yeah, I've had some that was educated, but I will tell you, educated formally, but I will tell you, the people I learned most from, Val, have been ordinary people who were extraordinary in their ability to survive hardships. Because I think about all the time, how in the world did my aunt raise 8 kids
yes.
in a nippity house? We go over there
yes.
and sleep over, and there was always enough biscuit and syrup for everybody. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? A little piece of sauce. But they did it. And when I think about it, I just think of these amazing black women.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I've had... The names, if I start calling it, would take up the whole show of those I can remember. But I realized later on in life that I was born to make sure that my people were okay. I was born to be a watcher. Some people think of a leader, but I was born to be a watcher.
You're a good one, too.
A watcher for me means that I watch what's happening in the world, and I warn my people as best I can. I create space for them to not only survive, but to thrive. So advocacy is a word that we use. However, you know, you learn, I come from the black church. It's just stuff you're supposed to do. You learn it in Sunday school. You know,
yes.
Take care, hungry, feed the poor. And now they call it advocacy. Okay, y'all call it whatever y'all want. But that's what I learned to do. My mama was like that. She fed everybody. She was the one who people would put their head in her lap and cry.
Mm.
The girls who got pregnant and weren't married knew that my mama wasn't going to judge them or condemn them. That was not who she was. And so that's the environment that I grew up in, that I'm supposed to take care of people. And it doesn't matter if you know them or not. They belong to you. Their family is not limited by biology, but family, in particular for black folk, because the only way we've survived this long is that we had each other. And I know we raggedy now. I know that. But I still know that we still have each other.
Yes.
There are enough of us holding on to say we not only can do better, we're going to be better. And that's a hard thing sometimes for us to believe, because we can feel overwhelmed. But, you know, like I tell people, I pray.
Yes.
I tell people, I meditate, I pray, and I cuss. And I
yes.
tell folk, pray for me. You understand? I can do the best I can with what I got and what I understand. But I love my people unconditionally.
Yes.
But I didn't arrive at that easily.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to love my people if they did right.
Yes.
I was no better than nobody else. I want to judge. Look what they're doing. They shouldn't be. Well, sometimes I found out they either didn't know better, or some of that trauma or that drama they bring to us in other people's lives and their own comes out of trauma that they've suffered
yes.
through life. And just being black in this country, you've been traumatized. So it's like, yes. I think we're an amazing people. We're strong and, versatile and, resilient.
Yes.
We have all of that. And we sometimes allow people from the outside to make us think those of us that are doing okay are, there's something real special about us. I believe there's something special about all of us.
Yes.
Some of us are able to get through that others can't, but it don't make us no better, no smarter. Now, if I lay out the truth to you and I lay out the facts to you, you don't want them, ain't nothing I can do about that. I'm going to love you but I'm going to sit your behind on the side, you know what I'm saying, and keep it moving. Because we can't stay stuck when too many people. I got to look at the energy of the people who want to move, and I'm moving with them folk. Now, the ones who want to sit there and cry, whine, and complain, I like, baby, I'll come back for you, but not today. You ain't sucking my energy, and yeah, I ain't going to let you suck the energy of my people. You can't bring hope and spirit.
That's right.
Possibility of dreams. Get up out of here. My people just don't need that right now.
That's right.
We have so much toxicity that comes from everywhere else. Why in the world we spit it up and vomit it up on each other?
That's right.
That's just not right. So I've learned some things. I've made lots of mistakes. I hope that when I'm going to say what I'm thinking and feeling at the time. And if I say something, somebody say, you know, that was wrong. I hope I'm always woman enough to come back and say, you know what, you was right, and I apologize.
Yes.
Because we think, you know, our arrogance gets in the way sometimes.
True that.
It's like, no, it's all right to say, I'm sorry and I made a mistake. We're not perfect. God knows we're not perfect. Gives us free will. If you want to find out what makes you better, then go get it. And what I tell people, you know, nobody got to believe what I say. Go search. What them young people not Googling? Just find out for yourself. Stop taking secondhand information from folk who ain't got your best interests at heart, especially selfish folk. And a lot of us selfish too now.
That's right. That's true.
Some of us, we get what we trying to get to, and we think we got it just on our brilliance. And no, you got it on the blood, sweat, tears, and back of other folks.
Speak.
The price for you to get there. And you got a responsibility to create space for others to get there. But unfortunately, I've met some real selfish folk. They know who they are, and I know who they are. And I'm gonna let you know I know who you are, because don't invite me into your space, because it ain't a healthy space for me.
That's right.
So, I have fun. You got to have fun. I laugh a lot at myself first. I don't laugh at nobody else. I laugh at me. Let me tell you, when you do that, then when folk laughing at you, baby, it don't matter. Boo, I already laughed at me. I can move on from now.
Say it.
You ready yourself for the flack you gonna receive. I met a young man last night at a gathering, and he was telling me about a prominent African-American man came to him because they didn't agree on something political. And this prominent African-American man, the so-called leader, start jabbing at this young man. And he said, I'm feeling some kind of way, Miss Ball. I said, baby, that's okay. You're going to feel that. But this young man, he's faithful. And I said, baby, look, God created a path for you. You're going to always have folk try to distract you off. I said, God kicked the devil out, right? But didn't take his power. So the devil's still around here powerful. You more powerful, though.
That's right.
You don't let negative, toxic stuff take you off the path that has been created for you to walk. I said, and the next time that so-and-so call you, give him my number and tell him call me with all that negative crap. We supposed to build our young
That's
people
right.
up. Even when we don't agree with each other. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with you, baby, but I'm proud that you out here trying to figure stuff out. You're trying
That's
to
right.
find a
That's
way.
Right.
Because my generation did the same. We made mistakes, but we got to allow our young people, if we think it's a mistake, and oftentimes it's not, we got to give them the space to make their own. Because I keep telling folks, I want to try all kind of creative stuff. Let's try this. I said, it might not be right. I said, yeah, but white people been doing wrong crap for a year. Let us make some of our own mistakes for a change. Let's have some fun. We just go back, clean it up.
That's right.
We're doing stuff every day, hopefully, that we didn't do yesterday. We're trying new things. And we can't keep doing the same thing over and over the same way. So I'm grateful, Val. And you sitting here talking to me, but I see your life too, little sister. I see it. You don't stop now. You keep saying it, and you keep encouraging us. And I know you get a whole lot of flack, but you keep encouraging my people to do things like vote, read. If you can't read, call me. I'll read it to you. You don't understand? I'll get somebody to explain it to you in simple enough language. Because sometimes we make the conversation so highfalutin, nobody don't know
That's
what
right.
they're saying. And usually when they're doing that, they lying. If you can't keep it simple.
Speak it. Come on, Miss Barbara.
I don't want to have no conversation with nobody I need a dictionary for. Now, I'm not saying people shouldn't improve their vocabulary, but come on. You can just talk plain to me.
That's right.
And talk plain to the people. They're not stupid. And one thing I notice about my people, you come in there with all that foolishness, with all of your big words, they're going to feel you. They're going to know if you lying. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
Like, nah, if nothing else, they're going to know, nah, something ain't right. Because that's what I used to say. I couldn't explain, but something ain't right about this. I ain't going with you. You're like a kidnapper. Oh, you got candy? Yeah, something ain't right about you in that candy. I ain't getting in that car with you. It's that simple. Like, no, go find out. Go ask people if they know you. I'm going to ask my daddy. He know you. It's that, and keep life like that. That's how we learn.
That's right. But before we got on here, I just did a live video on Facebook, right? And you is speaking the very thing I was speaking about. I was speaking about justice. I was speaking about enemies. I was speaking about selfishness. You know, I was speaking about how we help people, then we get in our feelings when they don't take our advice. No, you just supposed to give them your advice, your suggestion. If they don't take it, it's up to them. You supposed to keep going. Then I was speaking about joy. Don't let nobody steal your joy. You know, you got that joy. God gave it to you. That means that you can give it away, but I'm not giving mine away. I'm not doing it, Miss Barbara. I'm not doing it. I'm going to keep going. And yes, I'm going to spill the beans. If I learn something that's going to help our people, Miss Barbara, you know I'm going to spill the beans. Because that's where we at right now. That's where we at. Lack of communication. Like, a lot of people is not voting because they don't trust the politician. But guess what? The politician are people too. That means we voted them in there. If they not doing the job that they promised that they going to do for the betterment of mankind, for the production and positive for us, guess what? We have the option to vote them out of that. You got to vote them out. If they're not doing their job,
right.
We got to vote them out of this.
Everybody has to be held accountable.
That's right.
See, everybody. And we've been abused so much that
that's
at
true.
One time, and there was no difference. Like, I want a black person, blah, blah, blah. However, black folk got to be held accountable.
That's right.
That's our responsibility. And so that we... And something you just said about what and made me think about something else. We say, you know, I'm not going to let you take my joy. I'm never going to say that again. You know what I'm going to start saying?
What?
I'm not giving you my joy.
Oh, that's it.
You can't take
it. That's it.
I'm not giving you my joy.
I'm going to get that.
Because they can't take it unless we give it to them.
That's right.
No, I haven't seen the movie Sinners yet. I got to go see it. But what I am going to say is, from all the trailers and what people have told me about it. I said, you know what? It sounds like evil don't come in unless you invite evil. I'm not inviting evil.
That's right.
My space. I know you already, and I'm not going to do it. It's just not healthy for me, and it's not healthy for people around me. And so, you know, we, like I said, we're not perfect beings. We do the best we can. I just want us to use our own conscience. Like, I get involved in politics and stuff. I tell people, I'm going to vote for it. I just want my people to vote. And I want you to vote consciously for whomever.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't get mad at you because we don't. We do all that foolishness. I ain't speaking to you for the next 2 years. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. Because the reality is, if you in my life, you in my life. Now, that's different when you're talking about somebody like president. Like, if you for them, I ain't going to speak to you for the rest of my life.
That's number 47. Okay, oh, my God.
That's straight up evil.
Yeah.
But I don't lose friends over differences because we're not going to always agree.
Yes, yes.
What we got to agree upon is what is best for our people, what we think and why, and be able to articulate what is in the best interest of our people. And I want my people to get back involved in politics. It is not the be-all, end-all. I get that. What politics does is it allows us a ground on which to do battle, to continue the struggle for justice.
Yes.
It's like, you know, like nobody going to get in no position, president on down, that can solve all of the problems
True.
That we have in this country or in this city. But we got to create, we got to at least put somebody that makes our fight a little easier. That's all.
Yeah.
It's like, that's all
true.
I see. It's like, I just want to make my fight a little easier, then they make the fight harder. But it's like, I still got to fight. See, like I told people, no matter what, I know it's still going to be a battle for my people. And I just got to be ready for that. And I create as much space as I can. I want my people informed. They don't have to read 50,000 books. They just got to know what they want for their family and children. But you know what's most important?
Come on now.
Val, that I found out, my people don't believe anymore they deserve better.
Mm.
It's like, you know, when you get so little for so long, it becomes normal to you.
Mm.
And you think that that's all that there is. And I tell them, no, we deserve the best.
Yes.
All of my children deserve the best schools. All of my children deserve
yes.
to go on vacations and go visit museums all over the country. We live in this rich, wealthy nation, and my baby's struggling. That doesn't make sense. I live in this rich, wealthy nation, and we got to fight to feed the children
yes.
through summer program. That don't make sense.
That don't make sense.
That angers me. And I tell people, I embrace my anger. I just don't use it to throw it up on nobody else unless they come for me and I didn't send for them. But other than that, my anger is fuel for me. How do I make a change? How do I help my people know we deserve it? It ain't about whether you've had children. All of these children are our children. And
yes.
if we embrace that, then we'll get it. Why are we even dealing with paperwork to feed children at school?
Yes.
School breakfast, school lunch, all to just be there. I live in this country. And I want my people angry about that. And I don't mean just black people. I tell all my siblings, Asian, white, Latinx, Hispanic, all of us should be angry about the fact
yes.
that we got to sign paperwork to prove that I'm poor enough for you to feed my child. That's the greatest yeah. thing I've heard of in such yes. a rich nation.
Yes, and so we supposed to be such a rich nation, like you just spoke, and we supposed to take care of our own. But at the same time, you killing the you killing the next generation. How in the world that you want them to do better and act better, but you're not feeding them, you're not teaching them, and then you building more jails. That don't make sense. You taking from the you taking my tax money.
You understand that it's on purpose. You understand. That there is intentionality in that.
Yes.
There's intentionality in not feeding. You keep a people hungry, you keep a people down with an inability to think healthy thoughts. See, there's an intentionality. And we realize, oh no, the Panther Party realized that decades ago. That's why they started the school breakfast program.
Yes, they did.
They understood our babies have to be fed and strong. They don't want us fed and strong.
No.
And we got to understand that that impacts the mental development of our babies. And that's genocide. That's attempted yeah. genocide.
Yes.
And that's nothing new for us or other people, particularly us and indigenous people in this country. So we got to fight. And let me tell you something. I've come to a point, we got to fight in whatever way we got to fight to protect what is precious to us. And that ain't gold and diamonds. What is most precious to us are our babies and our elders. We got to
yes.
fight to make sure our elders are not thrown away or kicked to the curb.
True, yes.
In places that don't take care of them. And not just that they being mean. You don't even pay people a decent salary to take care of my
yes.
elders
yes.
who are in homes and stuff. You understand? That kind of, I'm like, Jesus, what? I ask myself every morning, God, what's wrong with these people? It's like, I gave you what's wrong with them.
If you look at the laws, they're trying to change. It's affecting our children and affecting our elderly. That's what they're doing.
Hey,
our children, our elderly.
Attack the most. Let me tell you, when you want to destroy people, you attack the most vulnerable and you attack the strongest. See, the attack on our babies and our elders and what they see as the strongest part of us. At one time, it was solely African-American men. But now they see African-American women. And that's not nothing new for us in our community. We have always been defenders in front line
that's right.
for our people. Because we know they would kill our men, right? Then they got our men twisted to think that we in competition with them. No, baby. We supposed
no.
to be together.
Yes.
We don't let them folk come in here with no foolishness and
yeah.
say, oh yeah, black women got it going on. No, we the most educated in this country. We still at the bottom. And then when I see some of these young brothers like who talk about black women this and black, you know, it's like you come out of a black mama.
Yes. How you think you got here?
You understand? You got black grandmas and aunties and folk who taught your dumb ass how to eat your
That's right.
If it wasn't for a black woman.
That's right.
Go somewhere with that foolishness. That's your self-hate. And you bought into some media stuff that's not who you really are. So stop believing all this foolishness. Look around you. Look who defends and takes care
that's
of
right.
us. Now, am I saying all black women got together? No, all nobody got together.
That's right.
Black men. We know we got struggles. And I'm a firm believer that crack impacted black women, our community, more than other drugs. Because heroin, we had heroin in our community. But heroin impacted some black women, but not like crack. It impacted a generation of young black moms that impacted the next generation of their children. And we got to be conscious of that stuff to say what we really dealing with. Like now, the language is, you know, we have to do informed services, informed education, and we really do. But we need to be careful about who informing us to inform my people.
Hello.
That book.
We got to look at the source. We got to look at the source, where we're getting it from.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So I tell white psychologists, I work with a lot of psychoanalysts around the country. I said, when you don't understand the traumatic impact of racism on my people, then you don't need to be treating my people. That's for anybody. I tell white ones, but I got some confused black ones that's been in white institutions that's confused too. I don't have no problems. I don't care how many D's you got. PhDs, MDs, it don't matter. You're confused. You come out of a white supremacist institution.
That's right.
With a white supremacist understanding of who black people are. Go sit down with the people, regular folk, and you'll find out who we
are. That's right.
What we're really about.
Common sense.
So it's like.
That's common sense.
We have made.
Wisdom.
What we have allowed white people to tell us, the few of us are that have made it as white people. Would define it, how exceptional they are. I go like, yeah, they're exceptional. I said, but also exceptional are my black folk who struggle every day.
Yes.
In these rickety neighborhoods with no police security and, you know, a food apartheid, but they still sending their babies to these raggedy-ass schools.
That's right.
Raggedy-ass education, you understand? And they still going to church. They still believing and they doing the best they can.
That's right.
Those are the exceptional ones. Those to me. You exceptional mama. How many babies you got? I have four, Miss Barb. I said, yeah, how y'all doing? We doing all right. My husband work over here. I work part-time. That's exceptional to me that you haven't given up.
That's right.
That's the exception. You haven't given up. You believe that it can be better for you, your family, and your children. And that's how I engage people. Around the fact that you are exceptional. I think we're an exception.
Yes, yes. All those are valuable. You know a song coming up next, baby. Oh, you already know. Excuse me. It's get up and stand up. You know I'm about to play that. You got me all excited. So y'all get ready to listen to Get Up and Stand Up.
Yes, Lord.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
This is one of my favorite songs.
Preacher, man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. Life is really worth. It's a part that Peter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Jump,
get up, stand up,
jump, jump,
stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up,
get up, stand up,
don't give up the fight.
Life is your right.
Get up, stand up,
we can't give up the fight.
Stand up for your rights.
Lord, Lord,
get up, stand up,
keep us traveling on.
Don't give up the fight.
Yeah.
We're sick and tired of your ism, schism, game, dying to go to heaven in the Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you gonna
we gonna stand up for?
Yeah,
all
right. Yeah,
so
yeah.
You better get
yeah.
up.
Okay, okay, we back, we back. Miss Majors, we are back with our guest on the Advocate for Justice. Your host is Valerie Jefferson. We are back with Miss Barbara Majors. We are talking about our people. When I say our people, I'm talking about all of us as one human beings on earth, especially in the United States, right? Because we're going through a dilemma. But nevertheless, I want to say, Miss Barbara, I would listen to you and seem like it seemed like to me, this is my personal opinion, that blacks always be attacked. We always be attacked. We always survive. But when we come up with the solution, when we come up with the information, when we come up with, I want to say the product, whatever, for us to make it to the next step, we always be the last one to get the goods. We were always, everybody was talking about the, you know, DI, whatever. But then when they investigated, they found out that the white women was the most one was getting the benefit from it. We was the last one on the tadpole. So we need to come up with, I mean, I prayed about it, you know. I voiced my opinion. I yelled and screamed and cried, whatever. But nevertheless, that we come up with this solution trying to get our people, the blacks, involved. And don't look to them to help you. You got to help yourself. We got to communicate to ourselves. We got to educate ourselves. We got to empower ourselves. We got to start with the family. The family encourages the community. The community encourages the organization. The organization and the community encourages the city, the town, the state, the United States, that we can have a voice. That means we got to come together as one. So with that said, I'm thinking about the solution. Let's talk about how we can have a solution or try to have a solution to resolve some of the issues that we're going through. Okay, number 47 is in there. But guess what? We still can have a voice locally and statewide. We still can communicate with each other. We still can look at our senators and our representatives and our city councilmen and our mayors and our presidents locally, not the United States president. Some of these parishes and some of these counties have mayors and presidents and, you know, city councilmen, and we have, all of us have senators and representatives. So what we doing, what we got like this, I want to say this coalition group named COP, is the Coalition Organization Politician, that we go around and tell people about what's on the ballot, and we tell them about, we get the politician to come, explain to them, we get lawyers to come. And as a matter of fact, Snowman is one of them. Your professor, he one of them.
Oh, Will, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Mr. Will.
Yes,
yeah, he come and explain to us about the laws and what the difference, what's the plus and what's the negative, what's good for us, what's not good for us, and what's on the balance and how important voting is. And guess what? This time I found out about the ones who was inmates, was in prison, jail, that the law changed. So, you know, they can vote, but they got simulations and stuff like that. Yes, they can vote. So, but people don't know that. They don't even know when the election is. They don't even know how to vote or where to go to vote and the education by voting. So, all of us, we're getting together as a group. That's why I said that one organization or one church cannot do it. That we need to come together as one. And we need leaders like yourself to come and talk to us and show us the organizer. That's why I was so glad you came to Just Beyond. And you know, you gave us some good sound advice. We started doing it. It's about time, huh? Yeah. We started implementing what you suggested to us. And we're doing it right now, matter of fact. So, but nevertheless, that's my solution. But what you think we need to do to move forward? And just like, I think this month, Franklin Avenue is hosting Together New Orleans. So I'm going to put that on my Facebook page and all that. But even the churches is getting involved. You know, Together New Orleans, they have many churches and many organizations. And I am so glad they got together. And they've been doing that for a couple of years now. So Franklin Avenue is involved. Different churches are involved. Greater St. Stephen, your Household of Faith, all of us involved in trying to move our people forward, the blacks forward, for we can't have a voice, but you have to vote. You have to register and vote. If you don't vote, you don't have no voice to me. So talk to my hand, and my hand can't talk. So, but nevertheless, so what's your solution is?
You gave some of it. I don't think there's a finite solution. Because I think that this is an ongoing process. It would be great if we could click our fingers. But one of the things I wanna stress, you said something and you were right, but you were wrong.
Okay.
You talk about I gave y'all some advice. You know what I did there?
Yeah.
I just created a space where y'all could talk. And when y'all talk, y'all came up with that. But nobody was talking over nobody. It was like everybody was heard. And they go like, oh, yeah, what about so-and-so? I asked some questions. I might ask questions for you to think about, because sometimes when you're in the midst of an organization, you're so busy arguing, trying to figure out who's in charge, you don't hear each other. So what I try and do when I facilitate is create a space where you can hear each other, because I trust that the genius of what you need to do is already in that room. I don't bring that. I create a space. Y'all talk. Y'all come up with stuff. And it looked like y'all made me look like you made me look like, oh, yeah. But no, I didn't. Y'all was there. Y'all had
you did it.
I just created a space for y'all to
you
be
did.
Able to
well,
talk
we needed
to and hear each other out. And you hear the genius of each other. But and that's not because we bad people, but we get emotional and caught up and everybody want to be heard and blah, blah. That's kind of what that's what happens. I think Will Snowden is one of the best examples of what young, brilliant, educated black folk ought to be about. You know what I'm saying? This young brother's a professor, but he finds time to educate his people. So I don't know what other professors listening to this, but where y'all at? You understand? Y'all boots ain't on the ground. You send your ass in the classroom, that's good. But I need you out there.
Yes.
Bring folk from the community in the classroom or bring your classroom to folk in the community. There's so much more we could do. I'm so encouraged, like you said, to talk about organization. Don't sit back and complain about this organization ain't doing this. Yeah, right. We're going to start one.
That's
get
right.
All your love buddies and do something good.
That's
and you
right.
Learn it's not easy to bring us together because we got so much going on in our lives. But there are groups and churches that are beginning to say, you know what? This is all of our responsibilities. And so I'm really excited about, you know, Together New Orleans and Franklin Avenue and other folk helping us understand one of the things what we must do. We must participate in this political system.
Yes.
This political system is participating on us.
That's
so
right.
We got a voice and we got to use it. I don't care. You're on like three of the four people running. Go for that one. Well, they ain't all that easy. No, you need them. But you need to get your butt out there and vote.
Yes.
Because when you don't vote, you vote. When you don't vote, your enemy voting on your behalf.
That's right.
Because your no vote counts. It counts against your interest. And one time somebody told me, who know we in a real democracy when there's a name on the list that says none of the above. That's true, but I ain't got that yet, so I got to deal with what I got. You know what I'm saying? I got to play the hand I'm dealt. So I got to look at, oh, well, what's the best? What can I? How can my people get access? What can change my city, my state, whatever? And let me tell you, like I said, we ain't gonna always get it right, but we got to keep doing it and do, because we can do better.
Yes,
I'm not saying we can change it, but we can do so much better.
Yes,
and I understand my people being disappointed and saddened by the political process because they've cast all their hopes and dreams into an individual in a political seat. That can't answer our hopes and dreams.
True, yes. So true.
We put that person there to help us to create space where we can collectively decide what we want to see in our city, in our state, in our country. That's why we put them people. They can't solve all the problems. You understand?
Yes.
And they can't. And individually, you're absolutely right. These systems don't work individually as a system. Because when we go after one system, I've seen the other systems come to its defense, okay? You go after this system, it's like, we're going to change the criminal justice system. They're over here changing laws on housing and Medicaid. They come to each other's defense to distract us, to draw us away.
Yes.
So we got to first understand ain't none of these systems for us. None of them. So we've got to figure out how do we, but the reality is they're not going nowhere. How do we maneuver within those systems? But also, we got to have external support, you understand, to feed our souls and our spirit. These institutions and systems don't feed your soul and your spirit. And when you go into battle with a system, you better understand you need a force bigger than yourself. Like I tell people, okay, I believe in God. You got to believe in something.
That's right.
You understand? Because when you knocked off, it gives you a strength. And what I've seen, and I look at history, what I've seen, when we've made some kind of path, it has been rooted in faith and resilience and strength of our people.
Speak it.
These systems cannot respond to our needs. They weren't created to respond to our needs. So we got to figure, but they got our resources.
Yes.
See, that's why I'm not leaving them alone. The money they got, that's for us. That belongs to us. It belongs to the people.
Yes.
So yeah, you're a dysfunctional education system, but I want that money to come in and educate my children. But I want to be able to say what teachers should do. I want to be able to say what should be in the curriculum. But you telling me you're going to manage my money and then you're going to tell me what to do without money. That don't make no sense. So I can't get that. No. Our healthcare system. I need a healthcare system.
Yes.
But I need a healthcare system where many of people that look like me with a consciousness, but just looking like me ain't enough no more.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of us confused. So I need a healthcare system with a consciousness that is more than checking on me when I'm sick. I need preventative. And preventative is everything from making sure I have access to fresh food in my community, that I can afford that I can afford to go to a park that's safe or to a gym and exercise. I mean, this ain't rocket science because I ain't a rocket scientist. I'm a social worker. Okay. That's what my degree is in. But what I am most of all is I'm an organizer.
Yes,
so in organizing, my responsibilities, educate, motivate. See, my people got to be motivated because they've been hammering. I know that. So I ain't getting mad, but I got to motivate. So if you coming in there, I know y'all ain't going to do nothing. So I ain't going to go sit down somewhere. You got to help my people believe that they can do something.
Yes.
That they deserve to have them. That they are worthy. That they are created in an image beyond what other folks say they are, okay? That's our responsibility as an organizer. I'll tell you one of the main ones. You got to help people get a sense of their own power. I ain't going to be here forever. See, so I got to create space for people like you, Val, or Will, or all of the next generation to know y'all have the aptitude and the attitude and the commitment to carry this struggle forward. Because it ain't going to probably end in my lifetime. I'm going to work like it could. But if it doesn't, my responsibility is make sure that I've helped folk get a sense of their own power. I ain't talking about empowering nobody. I ain't got that kind of juice. I'm empowering you, Val. Don't worry. Then when I'm mad at you, I disempower you. Like, no. You got to have a sense of your power where you can say to me, Mama Bob, you know what you said was wrong. And I got to be open enough to say, Why you say that, Valerie? When you explain to me, I got to be able to say, you know, Valerie, you're right. But we go back and forth with each other. We don't listen anymore.
Yes.
To each other. We listen to respond. We don't listen to hear.
Mm.
So listening to each other and loving each other, Valerie.
See, yes.
I think we forgot that word. We'll say respect, but we don't understand that that's not enough.
Yeah.
I gotta love my people. Mm. And I sense that some of us don't even like us. That's a sad thing.
Guess what you mentioned?
I can't make you love my people. I can't make you like me or none of that.
Come on.
However, what I can make you do is not, you can't stop me from loving my people. You can't stop me from speaking my truth. You understand?
Yes.
You can't stop me from telling folks what I think I see out there. So it's we got a ways to go, but I know we're gonna get there. How about that?
Oh yeah. We're gonna get there. So we're gonna go on and let you close us out. We got like a couple of minutes left, so we're gonna play the last two songs. But before we play the last two songs, Miss Barbara Majors, we are so excited. But I forgot to tell everybody all about you. I'm just running my mouth. I was so glad you're on here. But I am so privileged and so blessed to have Miss Barbara Crane Majors, the MSW. I really looked you up I'll look you up on Inkling, right? So on the link, and y'all can look up on the link, you can Google her, from Barbara Major from New Orleans. You're gonna see her, Barbara Crane Majors. I didn't know that you was an author, so you got a book.
Yes, I do. It's called Deconstructing Racism. Theologian, friend of mine, colleague, brother that I love and trust, and I wrote a book. And it talks about, actually, the book came out in 23, but it tells about the time we're in now. We knew we were going to come to this time because we really believe that this country is in the third phase of Reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
We say that the first phase of Reconstruction was after the Civil War. The second one was during the Civil Rights Movement when lots of laws changed. This now is a third phase of Reconstruction in this country and what this country is going to be, because it can't go back. It's got to move forward, but there's such a tug to pull it back. We don't believe it can happen. Too many people know the truth, even though folk try to hide it. And what we talk about is how you, in your organization or your institution, begin to change the culture of your institution and your organization. Because we got a lot of black organizations, black institutions, but they work from a white framework. That is not going to change.
True. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so we got you down here as you're a change agent, you're an author, you're a speaker, you're a trainer, and you're a community organizer. So, oh man, Ms. Major, you have many hats. You have many, and you still look good.
Yeah.
And you still look good.
But my real job is I'm the matriarch of 9 siblings. It's 10 with me. I'm a mother and I'm a grandmother.
Yes,
so I got nieces and nephews, my brothers and my sisters, my family, my cousins, because I'm very close to my family. I come from a big, big, big family.
Yes.
I got lots and lots of cousins, and I love being an elder in my family. I love the respect, and I give my family the respect, and I love the support my family has always given me in this work. Because one thing I knew for sure, and as they say, two things for certain, I could go out there and take anything on. I was going to always have a place to sleep and something to eat. My family was not going to kick me to the curb.
Oh, no.
And for that, I'm grateful to them Cranes and them Hobbies. Oh, yes, indeed. That's my family.
True. Well, guess what, Miss Barbara, though? You already know the way you treat people. You make us feel like we family. I mean, your heart is well. You put love into action. You put love into action. And I love that about you. I mean, the way I speak and the way I get emotion, whatever, you still support it. You know, you still support me. You still support people, period. When they speaking up for what's right and we tell you the facts and we give you the facts, you'll stand with it. You never left us. And I've been knowing you for like 30 years plus. So, and I thank you.
But you're a strong woman. I saw
Thank you.
How you and that union stood firm on transportation for the people in this city. I will never, ever forget that.
Oh, yeah.
How drivers, it was drivers from RTA who said, nah, our people got to get around. Y'all, many of y'all had lost your own homes and stuff, Val. Staying in that shack in Baton Rouge, they call the pig.
Yeah.
They made sure that our people had... That, to me, was the greatest example of who New Orleanians are and who Black people are. The love that folks show for people in this city. And so that was for me a gift. That gives me... Look, that kind of commitment.
Yeah.
That gives me, I fight a bit. You got this thing going on, like, 100 people against, what is it, a bear or something? You're talking about the bear will win. I'm like, baby, the bear probably killed me. The bear gonna know I've been there if I just have to bite his ear.
Yes. Me. Oh, yeah. He gonna know you've been there. That's 20 years.
People when I fight you.
That's 20 years of Katrina. We supposed to be celebrating 20 years of Katrina this year. And also, the Women Caucus was formed in January of 2005. We celebrating our 20 years too. So I want to say that's why I got to know you too. Know you a little better. I heard of you. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I was kind of scared. I said, "Oh my God!" I was kind of.
You didn't show it, baby.
Oh yeah, I was kind of scared. But again, we do thank you for joining us today, everybody. This is Advocate. You're welcome. This is Advocate for Justice on the WAMF radio station. That's 90.3. We located in New Orleans, Louisiana. You can catch us on the website, WAMF.org, and you can listen to us anytime. We have the one and only Miss Barbara Majors as our guest today. Thank you, guys, and we're going to leave you all with this song, one of her favorite songs. It is "A Change Is Gonna Come" by Sam Cooke.
Yes, indeed. Yes, 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 and yes.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. Able to carry on.
Okay, thank you all. We'll see you all next week. And we thank you for joining us. And we thank Miss Barbara Majors. If you want to know any more information about Miss Barbara Majors, you can easily look her up on LinkedIn. And she have her information on LinkedIn. We thank you again, Miss Majors. Excuse me. And also, remember, it's time to vote. If you want to speak loud, go and register and go and vote. Thank you again.